From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders taking good care of us. We know that to be true. He's over in the next room on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate that. He'll take care of the archiving, make sure all our levels are good to go, our recording takes place, and then in about 2 minutes after the show, you can go to WKOK.com, click on our on-air page, and you can see WKOK Sunrise is listed there, and you will hear the interview with Shauna Miser is here, director of the Bloomsburg Children's Museum. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Mark.
Thank you so much for coming in. I do appreciate that. We have also Ginny Weibel is here, who's the educational coordinator at the Bloomsburg Children's Museum. So welcome aboard.
Good morning.
I do appreciate you coming in. I'm going to have to ask you to speak up, too, just a little bit when you do talk. Okay. Bloomsburg Children's Museum, believe it or don't, somebody's still out there saying, oh, I've heard of that. Where is that? Isn't that in the old fire company? Mm-hmm. Please tell us, redefine that Bloomsburg Children's Children's Museum?
Sure, yeah. The Bloomsburg Children's Museum has more than 25 different exhibits, everything from ancient Egypt to old-fashioned coal mine. You can explore the flora and fauna of Pennsylvania, get dressed up, experiment with gravity, and all kinds of things. It's fun for all ages, zero through teens and beyond.
Experiment with gravity. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, we have a 20-foot simple machines exhibit where you can drive a neon orange hockey ball through all kinds of different mechanisms to explore the six classical simple machines. You can also build roller coasters with magnetic ramps and wooden balls. It's lots of fun for big and little kids.
All right. The last time we talked, you had a number of special things that are coming up. So what are some of the activities that are coming up this summer?
This summer, we have every single Wednesday, Food Truck Wednesdays. We will be looking at our Touch a Truck event on August 10th. We also have, looking out to later in the summer, we have art summer camps and all kinds of other fun things going on.
All right, so those are activities. Why is the Bloomsburg Children's Museum, why does that help a young child sort of grow and sort of be creative? Explain how that works.
So the museum is all about hands-on exploring and learning by doing, and there's been numerous research reports that indicate that when children interact with their learning environment, they tend to hold on to that information more. So we have a really unusual and unique environment where kids are involved with a lot of hands-on interactive activities, and they really take the messages home with them.
All right, it's a nonprofit organization, so fundraising is a component of what happens.
Absolutely. That's one of our lifebloods, is to fundraise, because we try to keep our cost as low or actually no cost if we can do it.
Okay, so tell us about a fundraiser that's coming up. You want to tell us about that, Shauna? Or Ginny, either way?
So we have our largest single day fundraiser coming up. It's called May the Force Be With You Day. It's a Star Wars themed celebration. It's a lot of fun, and what we have is a bunch of games and activities, face painting, we have food, we have really awesome characters that come from all over the galaxy to show up for great photo ops. We have working spaceships, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, so how do people get involved in this? If I want to support this or go to it, sort of get me signed up for May the Force Be With You.
Absolutely. You can come to our day. It's July 13th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. We do have a special member preview starting at 10 o'clock to 10:30, where there's some special photo ops for anyone who is a member of the museum. If you wear a Star Wars themed t-shirt or costume, you get $1 off admission, and all proceeds go to the wonderful things that we do at the museum.
And you're going to have an X-Wing fighter?
We will. You get to sit in it. It'll make sounds and lights, and R2-D2 is your co-pilot.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that sounds funny. X-Wing is the little smaller sort of battle craft, I guess, that you see in the Star Wars.
Absolutely. It's the good guy's spaceship.
Oh. That's right. And can you be Darth? I mean, you're going to have somebody there as Darth Vader?
Oh, yes. The character group that does charity events, they come out of the Garrison Harris and Carita 501st Legion, they are typically the bad guys.
Okay.
So you'll meet lots of them. We also have some folks dressed up as the good guys as well.
Okay.
We've got to balance things out.
And we're not sure which characters do show up. In the past, we've had Darth Vader and Chewbacca and R2-D2 and all sorts of stormtroopers and wonderful Jawas and sand people. And you never know who shows
Boy,
up.
Boy, you really know your stuff, too. Okay. Did you give away a secret yet? Is that what's happening? All right. So there'll be some surprise characters there. Let's leave it at that. The Bloomsburg Children's Museum, how do I get there? Tell me the web page, sort of go over some of the major details associated
with
it. Sure.
The museum is really accessible. It's right off of I-80 at the Buckhorn exit. We're at 2 West 7th Street in Bloomsburg. There is plenty of parking right there alongside the building around the neighborhood. And our website, you can find out more at the-children's-museum.org.
All right, yeah, you got to make sure they get that website, the-children's-museum.org. There's others, children's museums. There's a Lewisburg Children's Museum that exists in our valley now, so that's sort of a comparable facility, so don't mix them up. But the-children's-museum.org for folks that want to look that up. How about some stories? Do you know for a fact that children who played at the Children's Museum sort of harbor these memories and have learned a lot from it?
We have children who have been involved in the museum for their entire, school length, from the time they're little preschoolers up until, they're going off to college. And it's really exciting to see. And at this particular event, Jenny, do you have any of our ongoing visitors that you have memories of?
Yeah, one parent actually said to us that we have the special sauce for her child because he has some attention problems, but through the hands-on learning and the experiences that we have at the museum, she said for some reason we're able to hold his attention and he's able to learn, and he loves coming back time and time again.
All right. Well, and parents can get involved, too. It's not a place where parents have to stay off to the sideline or watch from on the other side of the fence. It isn't like that. You don't coach. You do if you're a parent. So you can get dressed up and participate in some of these. And I guess a parent can fly the X-Wing fighter, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Mark, right. You're invited to come on by, too.
Thank you. It's becoming more intriguing as we move along here with this description. But and I think this idea of this interactive play, we already alluded to it a little bit, that this is really nurturing. But kids that end up at a children's museum where their parents interact, these are your more creative, more communicative kids later on.
Absolutely. A lot of hands-on learning helps to develop executive functions that helps children be able to regulate their emotions and social interactions, and it builds self-confidence, too. It's really great to see a kid that would come in and think that they can't solder a flashlight together, and then after taking one of our classes, wow, I can really do that.
All right, and these are opportunities for kids to really learn a wide range of things they might not otherwise. What are some other specific classes that you might find there?
Sure, we have all sorts of summer camps. We have anything that ranges from STEM activities, STEM programming, to arts, history, culture. We have a World Foods Day coming up. I forget what the date is. but to sample cuisine from all over the world. So we really cover a gamut of learning opportunities.
All right, Bloomsburg Children's Museum. You brought your son with you. Eric, did you participate and have fun at the Children's Museum back in the day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we moved to the area, so I didn't get the entire pleasure of growing up with the museum, but as soon as I discovered it, it was kind of like a beacon of light in this area. For someone who was new to the area, there were kids there that I was able to interact with and make friends, and still to this day, some of the best friends I met at the museum.
All right, fabulous. Boy, well said. Did you coach him into this?
I did not.
Good for you. All right, well, fantastic. Thank you so much. Eric's got an interest in broadcasting, too, so when you leave him here, and we'll put him to work today. It's time for you to start writing news stories. You're old enough. We'll give you a final word, an additional pitch. Get folks to participate. Not only May the Force be with you, that's coming up, but other activities at the Bloomsburg Children's Museum.
Sure. Well, again, the May the Force Be With You Day is coming up this Saturday, July 13th, 10:30 to 2. It's indoors, outdoors, make your own lightsaber, play Ewok, mini golf. It's fun for all ages, adults and children. Everybody's welcome.
All right, and it's this Saturday, so please mark that on your calendar. I don't have a Saturday forecast yet, but AccuWeather says basically we're in this occasional storm, occasional sunny day, occasional storm mode. We'll have a fabulous time there, the-childrensmuseum.org, the-childrens-museum.org, and Shauna Meiser, who's the director of the Bloomsburg Children's Museum, and Jenny Weibel, Dr. Jenny Weibel, as she's known, is the education coordinator. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.